My guests today are Abby Iyer and Jen Anderson. How are you guys?
Great. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific. I'm enjoying the dog food conference here in Columbus, Ohio. And would you believe I've never been to this conference before?
We haven't either.
We're all first timers. Awesome. Are you enjoying?
Yes.
Tell me about the talk you guys did.
It was focused on integrated support between Microsoft and Red Hat. Integrated support is a unique story. It's a differentiator for customers who want to use Red Hat products on Azure.
Yeah, integration is integrated support's an old thing, but Microsoft and Red Hat they're old enemies, right?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. In fact, you guys work for what do you do, Abby?
I work for support team. I'm a senior support planner. And
For Microsoft.
I helped design the integrated support experience and implemented it. Now we are using it pretty much for almost all Red Hat launches in Azure.
And Jen, what's your job?
I'm a senior partner success manager with Red Hat, so focused on the day-to-day operations. And I work closely with Abby and her team as we continue to roll out new products and technologies and define support workflows.
Okay, well, let's start off with, why is this a big deal that Microsoft and Red Hat are working together at all? Why are people surprised by that? Are they surprised by it?
So, I mean, you know, everyone knows the story about what the Microsoft previous CEO said about cancer and Linux as a cancer.
He said Linux is a cancer. I have no recollection of that.
and now, you know, with Satya at Microsoft, things are definitely changed. And this partnership has been great for our customers. Customers are really demanding these products in the marketplace, and we're able to deliver the integrated support and really change the whole entire customer experience.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, Satya Nadella became CEO of Microsoft about 3 years ago, almost the same time that I joined the company. But who gets all the credit for all these changes to the company? He does. What's up with that? I'm just saying. So people are now, the big change in Azure is that now we have support for built-in templates for not only Linux virtual machines, but Red Hat Linux virtual machines. They were conspicuously absent from our Linux offerings on virtual machines in Azure. And since, what is it, about 9 months now, I think?
Yeah.
That's been available.
Yeah.
What's that experience like? Are they just spinning up a virtual machine and happens to have that operating system on it, or do they get more than that?
They definitely do get more than that. So we have two different offerings. One is Cloud Access. In the Microsoft terminology, it is bring your own subscription, where customers, if they already are using Red Hat, they can bring their own subscription, spin up a VM, set up the virtual machine, and run it on Azure.
Okay.
The other offering is On Demand.
Okay.
Which is also called pay-as-you-go or premium images. Customers need not have any relationship with Red Hat at all. They can just spin the VM. It comes with Red Hat subscription. And there's much more to using on-demand images, including single sign-on experience. Single sign-on is an experience where customers can use their Azure credentials and use that to get into Red Hat customer portal and start using Red Hat videos, documentation, start filing support tickets with Red Hat directly. It's available to the customers as long as their VM is up and running. In addition to that, there's this whole integrated support package available to customers, regardless whether they are using Cloud Access or On Demand. Jen, would you like to add anything else?
Sure. So we actually, Red Hat has on-site engineers right in Redmond, sitting really, literally next to the Microsoft support engineers. So they're constantly working together. In addition to that, Red Hat has hired a group of support engineers who are dedicated to providing support on Azure. So that is really unique. This is the only partnership that we've done that for.
Oh, really? Well, help me understand this concept of subscription, because traditionally Windows was sold, you get a license, and that either license either belonged to a person or it belonged to a machine, but it's basically, it was yours forever. But Red Hat has a different model. They have something called a subscription.
Yeah, so there's a subscription model. So if you go to the Azure Marketplace and you spin up a VM, you automatically get entitled to a Red Hat premium subscription, as Abby said. So that gives you access to the customer portal to file a case directly with Red Hat. Because we do have that integrated support, you could also open your case directly with Microsoft. But as soon as you do that, you have a Red Hat subscription and you have entitlement.
Okay, so the entitlement really is for the support of the Red Hat engineers to help you to manage your computer and operating system.
Yeah, you also have access to all of the knowledge base articles, all the videos, everything that is within the customer portal online.
Okay, I bring that up just because it's different from the Microsoft operating system, which you give away the operating system and then you charge for the documentation and the support. That's your revenue model, a little bit different than what Microsoft says,
exactly.
Right? Okay, fair enough. All right. So rather than charging the customer directly for that, that's included in the hours of Azure, at least with the second model that you mentioned.
With the on-demand model,
With the on-demand model, then that is included. If they run the virtual machine for 48 hours a month, then during those 48 hours, they have access to a subscription.
Correct. It's pay-as-you-go.
Pay-as-you-go. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. And in addition to the single sign-on experience and on-site engineers, as part of this integrated support model, we have also built ticket exchange between the two companies.
Okay.
So it gives the flexibility to customers to go either open a support ticket with either Microsoft or Red Hat.
Okay.
Depending on where the problem lies or, you know, if they have a specific relationship, you know, they can go ahead and open a support ticket with either of those companies. And we will take care of the customer by collaborating, exchanging tickets. We'll also use the on-site resources if needed to help resolve customer issue. So that gives like a one-stop experience.
That is nice. Do they have to? Does the customer have to know whether or not this is a problem with Azure versus is a problem with Red Hat?
They don't have to.
Okay, that's good news because I've been a consumer and often I have no clue where the problem is, and I've been bounced up between hardware and operating systems and applications, and having one place to go just to say I have this problem. You figure out who should answer it.
Yeah, and then we also have Red Hat engineers right in the Microsoft forums.
In the forums, okay.
Yeah, so they're in there answering any questions from customers, and they're actively participating in the forums.
That is really a big plus. I've had questions in those forums as well, and had product engineers answer them. Not for Red Hat, but for other products, and it goes so far as to once they answer it, they'll come back and they'll send me a message a couple days later. Did this solve your problem? Like they genuinely want to make sure that they're helping, and so that's a huge bonus.
Right, and we also have a governance model in place between the two companies.
How so?
And the governance model basically helps the two companies to come together, not just at the support level, but also at the business level. We do quarterly business reviews. Where we review the business all up. Support is a huge stakeholder there, where we review customer trends, any new customer requests in terms of feature sets or problems that they are running into that needs to be addressed quickly. We also do cross-training across the company.
Yeah.
Microsoft helped Red Hat get trained on Azure. Similarly, Red Hat provided some training to Microsoft on Red Hat, basically RHEL as well. So the cross-training happens constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have key performance indicators, which are common goals that both companies track periodically, and
such
we review the results together.
Give me an example of a key performance indicator.
Customer satisfaction.
Okay.
Score. That's very key for both Microsoft
Absolutely.
And Red Hat.
Yeah.
So we survey the customers, we review how happy our customers are and how the joint support experience went.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are several other metrics that we review together in terms of how quickly are we able to resolve the issue for the customer. That's another key performance indicator.
Right.
Yeah, we also closely monitor how many cases we're collaborating on, how many cases customers have opened. We actually have our monthly support review next week, so we're preparing for that right now.
Oh, good luck on that. How's it been getting the word out, letting people know that Red Hat and Microsoft are collaborating? Are people generally aware of this right now, or is it something that people are surprised when you tell them?
Well, there's a lot of excitement. People are certainly aware. And then we also use the opportunities to go spread the word. Microsoft had a huge presence at the Red Hat Summit. It was May of this year, and there was huge excitement from the community seeing Microsoft at the Red Hat Summit. Red Hat was also present at Microsoft Ignite conference. Excellent. As well, and they
just last week.
Yes, uh-huh. There were a couple of sessions from Red Hat and Dog Food Conference. We are
Dog
here
food
together.
Conference right here, yeah, which is a little of everybody's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that we should have?
Well, I just want to call out that the integrated support experience is definitely a key differentiator for customers using Red Hat on Azure. They cannot see this anywhere else.
Yeah, and honestly, this really is truly a strategic partnership. We're constantly working together. You know, as we develop new products and new technologies, we're working on the support scope, the workflow. I mean, really, on a daily basis, we're on the phone, we're on BlueJean, so we're constantly being strategic and really working on the partnership.
Wait, what's BlueJean?
BlueJeans is because BlueJeans is our video sharing, so similar to Skype.
Okay.
But we use BlueJeans at Red Hat.
All right, I just learned something. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank
I'm
you.
Very excited and very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Microsoft and Red Hat are friends
because of the technology.